And now, James Gravel.
There are many in the religious world today who have trouble understanding that God requires certain works of those who would be saved. The New Testament speaks of two types of works, meritorious works and conditional works. Meritorious works, referred to in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, as works of righteousness, which we have done, are works that would allow us to boast and essentially say to God, "You owe us salvation because we have earned it." Conditional works, on the other hand, are discussed in James 2, verses 14 through 24, as being things that we must do because God has commanded us to do them. Our salvation is dependent upon our carrying out those works. Conditional works are known as works of God, which does not mean works performed by God, but rather works required by God. Consider, for example, Jesus' statements in John 6, verses 27 through 29. "Do not labor for food which perishes, but for food which endures to everlasting life." Then they said, "What shall we do that we may work the works of God?" Jesus answered, "This is the work of God, that you believe in him whom he sent." When Jesus said, in regard to belief, "This is the work of God, that you believe on him whom he sent," was he suggesting that belief is a work that God himself must perform? Hardly. Belief is a work from God for us to do. Christ made it clear that there are certain works that we must perform in order to receive eternal life. Some people suggest that they are not going to do anything related to works, but if they believe in Jesus, then they have violated their own no works principle because Jesus himself referred to belief as a work. It therefore follows that if one is saved without any type of works, then he is saved without faith because faith is a work. Such a conclusion would throw the Bible into hopeless confusion. Christians are commanded to carry out certain works associated with their salvation. We are commanded to visit orphans and widows in their affliction, James 1:27, to distribute to the needs of the saints, to be given to hospitality, Romans 12, verse 13, and so on. Are you a Christian who is carrying out good works for the Lord?